Think tanks are sources for deeply researched policy papers and studies. Some are partisan on the right or left, and others make it clear they're trying to be unbiased and simply present information. But who works at think tanks, and who's compiling that information, and is there diversity? That's a large part of the premise of a piece Elisa Sims wrote for the New America Weekly. It's called What is a Think Tank? First, we should ask, who is a think tank? Elisa Sims joins me to talk about it. Elisa, you're working with New America, a think tank, but you didn't have much knowledge of what a think tank was. Is that part of the germ of writing your piece?
I didn't know what a think tank was, and I was connected to this one through a professor at my school. So when I arrived out here on the East Coast and I heard all, I was working in a think tank myself. I was working with other think tanks, and I hadn't even known that this industry existed. Once I started looking into it a little bit more and trying to understand what not just my role was, but what we all did and contributed to, I started to look around and wonder, well, we're making these big claims about people's lives, and we're on the Hill and working with different parts of the executive branch to determine policy that affects Americans. So I was wondering, maybe not why we're not so diverse, because that's really common across many industries, but what we could do to be more diverse.
How much do they need to be updated, whether it is to have more diversity, to change how they get their message out? Do they have to do that to remain relevant to anybody?
I think that without a lot of Americans knowing what a think tank is or does, and the body still continuing to exist, I don't think that their relevance is really dependent on public opinion or information. But there is, as they continue to diversify, there is lots of progress to be made. But like I said in my article, there are several think tanks that are already taking these steps to be more diverse. And they're doing it in their hiring practices and reaching out to different groups that normally wouldn't see these kinds of job postings. And in that way, they're not only diversifying the candidates for different jobs, but they're also teaching Americans about what a think tank is by putting these job postings in places where they normally wouldn't be seen. People will be prompted to look into different public policy issues and areas. I don't think that it's something that they have to do based on the kind of elusiveness of what this industry does. They're not really held to the same standards. People aren't writing articles about think tanks. They're calling think tank experts to give quotes for the other articles that they're writing. I think that they could totally fly under the radar without doing much in this area, but fortunately, a lot of people within the industry are noticing this gap and are making efforts to fill it.
One part of your piece, it says, on the one hand, the ambiguity surrounding think tanks is precisely what gives them power in a good way. They're not wed to some of the defined rules present in the institutions they recruit from, such as government agencies and universities. On the other hand, though, think tanks are still beleaguered by their own stubborn structures, which can hamstring attempts to change institutionally. Do think tanks sort of need to come into the 21st century?
I still think, regardless of whether their message is reaching a majority of Americans, they'll still maintain a sense of relevance beyond appearing in the media and appearing on cable news and being called to comment by reporters. They also are testifying on the Hill. They're meeting in private briefings where they're giving their expertise to, say, the National Security Council or any of these other groups and agencies within the government. There's a lot that happens up front, and there's a lot that happens behind closed doors, and that's not really based upon the public's knowledge of it. But I will say that, at least at New America, they're trying to reach a broader audience. So we've been talking about diversity a lot in terms of race, but there also have been shifts in terms of how people see diversity. And something that came up in the election is the idea of these flyover states of the Midwest, where people aren't necessarily exposed to all of the happenings in Washington, and it's created this huge divide. So there's also this effort not just to get, you know, more people of color into think tanks, but also more people diverse of background and experience and even geography.
When you contacted different organizations, were they even surprised you were asking the question? Were they interested in talking to you?
They were definitely surprised. I think everyone was a little bit nervous, even here, even just some of my colleagues who I was talking to on background, just because it's a really sensitive time in terms of how we talk about diversity. It's very easy to say the wrong thing. Everybody seemed really excited to talk about their initiatives. There wasn't anyone that I spoke to who didn't already have something in the pipeline that they were working on to increase diversity.
Alisa Sims is a program associate with the International Security Program at New America. We've been talking about her piece for New America Weekly called What is a Think Tank? First, we should ask, who is a think tank?